The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It was a big deal when the first commercial flights to Cuba resumed last year.
Many more Americans here. It seems like a good time to come visit the country.
But as it turns out, Cuba is no Hawaii. Yet, anyway. More after this. Last year, close to 300,000 Americans visited Cuba. That's up 74% thanks to much cheaper direct flights. 110 daily nonstops were approved by the U.S. government. But now, some airlines are cutting back. CBS's Chris Van Cleave talked with Colin Laverty, who runs Cuba Educational Travel.
Did the gold rush not happen, or just not happen as fast as people thought?
I think it didn't happen as fast as people thought. I think a lot of it has to do with confusion about the legality. Once you book your ticket, then what do you do? How do you book a hotel? How do you book a tour? What support system there is here? And there's a lot of confusion. It's a tough country to navigate.
As a result, American Airlines has cut the number of flights to several Cuban cities, and JetBlue will move to smaller planes, and discount airline Spirit is dropping all service to Cuba starting today.
Some analysts expect 2 million Americans to visit Cuba annually by 2025, but a new survey finds only 2% are likely to plan a trip in the next 6 months.
One of the problems appears to be that people think Cuba is like Hawaii, only closer, and with the most beautiful 1955 Chevys you've ever seen, which it may be in terms of climate, but in terms of comfort, there's a long way to go. The roads are primitive, the internet is discouraged. In fact, it was non-existent when I was there 3 years ago. And while you will find unspoiled beaches and pristine nature preserves, the nightlife and the hotel accommodations are, shall we say, distinctly socialist, which is why instead of flying, many tourists prefer to float across. The Wi-Fi on a cruise ship, much better, and you can bring your capitalist bed with you. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.